This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so Facebook, the intersection of media, corporate conduct, politics, and public outrage landed squarely on that company earlier this week. An article in Gizmodo said that Facebook employees routinely suppressed news stories with a conservative bent from that site's trending topics feed. Facebook said it does no such thing, and on the debate rages, and in these quarters, the questions, too. So we got our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, on the line to hash things out with me. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
So given all the news about this company the past, like, 36 hours, here's the question. Is Facebook now actually a media company and not just a social media platform as it likes to maintain that it is?
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's been a long time coming. I think that Facebook has been a media company for a long time. And what I like about the current conversation, even though I think you could argue that the what's trending box is the least important thing happening on Facebook, is that we are now having a serious conversation about the extent to which Facebook influences our conversations and the extent to which its editorial decisions, which it's absolutely making, might influence what we see in the news feed and all over the rest of the site.
There's an ecosystem question I have to ask you here. Much as we all are increasingly reliant on Facebook to get our news, 1.something billion people, as we all know, so too are publishers, the New York Times, National Public Radio. I mean, everybody wants to be having their content on Facebook. Where does that play into this?
Yeah, that's where I actually think things get a lot trickier. And I think that those outlets, maybe the obligation is on them not to let Facebook control their own narratives in such a powerful way. I mean, you could look back to Google when Google's algorithm got to be the most powerful thing in town. And every news organization was all about SEO. And that's when our headlines turned into such a disaster and our writing started to sound so robotic. And Facebook is just kind of the new thing that we are chasing. We chased clicks on Facebook. Then we chased publishing stories on Facebook. Now we're chasing live video on Facebook. And so news organizations, they're the ones in the position to say, we either can or cannot empower this monster. And I get that that's a devil's bargain because they seem to be controlling the money right now, but it's sort of up to them.
It has to be said that Facebook has a history of tinkering with its users' reactions, right? There was the whole, are you going to like or dislike this story experiment that they did. They did an experiment about getting people out to vote. I mean, we don't know what goes on inside that 1.something billion user black box.
Yeah, to be absolutely clear, I am not sure that Facebook has some sort of moral responsibility to us necessarily, but we should be wary for sure. It is not transparent. It is unclear how they operate. I love the Senate committee questions to Facebook. Now, those are great journalism. So you say you have guidelines for how news gets chosen. When did you create those guidelines and can you send them to us?
Yeah.
Those are questions I would also like answered. And so, yes, there are a lot of really legitimate questions about the ways that Facebook manipulates us into using its product and how it is, you know, arguably trying to create a world in which all media and entertainment is membership only. And we, I think the consumers, are the ones who have to make our own decisions about whether we want to play or not.
Last thing, and then I'll let you go. How much of an issue is it that Facebook is basically sui generis, right? It is the only company doing this of the size and scale that it is. There's nothing to compare it to.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it so powerful and so terrifying. But you could have made that argument a bunch of times in the past. That was the case with Google. That was the case with Yahoo, which really built its business on agenda setting with a huge fire hose of traffic. Like throughout history, there have been dominant platforms and they come and go. I mean, Facebook is like Rome, right? Really big deal. But eventually it all falls down.
Molly Wood is our senior tech correspondent. Thank you, Molly.
My pleasure, Kai.
Your thoughts on Facebook, what it is or what it isn't? Send them to us. Yes, on Facebook, Marketplace, APM is what you're looking for.